Amen.
Hallelujah. Name is Christ. I should begin to sing a hymn, then pray together.
Hallelujah. 奉主圣名, 我们现在要一起唱一首赞美诗, 然后我们先做角色扮演,
to see how much you know and how much can you defend your faith.
来看看我们到底知道多少有, 多有方法来这个维护我们自己的信仰。
So what happened? We're going to generate two names.
所以我们现在会,
So any names you generate, then please come up here and you be the TJC member.
那如果我们选到两个名字，你被选中的话， 请到前面来, 那你就要当这件事教会的信徒。
Then I'm going to ask you a question.
那我会来问你问题。
Then you guys defend your faith.
那你就要必须来, 护卫你自己, 维护你自己的信仰。
Okay? Okay, okay, let's
好,
put it.
我们开始吧。
Okay, can you generate the first two names, please? Is this the first one, the first group? Okay, now officially generate the first two names.
我们选第一对名字。
Is it random selection? Okay. This is the name. Okay, Joe and Sister Fang. Yeah, the two of you. Okay. Yeah, come up. And you come up without your Bible, you're in big trouble. Okay. Yes, let's see, please. Okay. Okay, hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm Woody.
Hi, how are you? My name is Grace.
Oh, Grace. Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah. Okay. Actually, I'm not a Christian, but I just want to ask you a couple of questions about the Bible. Is that okay?
那我不是基督徒，但是我想问你几个关于圣经的问题，可以吗？
Oh, thank you, thank you. In Genesis?
对，创世纪。
Chapter 1?
第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1,
创世纪第一章,
verse 27,
第27节,
verse 27,
第27节,
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So here that the Bible said that God created man in his image.
这里圣经说神照着自己的形象造人。
So what does that mean? Does that mean he looks like you and me?
这是说他神长得像你跟我吗?
Is he Asian?
他是亚洲人吗? 还是黑人?
Well, he's Caucasian.
还是白人?
So what does he look like?
他长得像什么样子?
If you see the chapter 1,
can you take the mic? Take the. Okay, chapter 1, verse 1.
Verse
2.
那我们看第一章第二节。
On the back. 他第二节这边想说, 地是空虚昏沉，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In verse 2, it says that there was darkness and void, and the Spirit of God hovered over the water.
Yes?
No sound here.
Here we go. Great. Okay, yes, chapter 1, verse 2.
请我们看第一章第二节。 And this verse says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
如果照刚刚你讲的27节那边讲的话，他如果是有形象的话，这边的话，在这一节的话，他想说他是一个人。
But according to... when you were talking about verse 27, saying that the image of God, according to verse 2, we see that God is a spirit, so he doesn't actually have a physical image.
Okay, so What does that mean? You say, what about when he created us? We are not spirit, I'm flesh.
但是神创造我们的时候，我不是灵啊，我是有肉体的。
Oh, I mean, God is spirit, but then explains that we created in his image and his likeness.
虽然神是灵，但是27节说神是照着自己的形象来创造人。
So, if he created his own spirit, and then I would be spirit right now, right? But I'm not.
那如果神的形象是灵，他应该创造我的时候也是我也是灵，但是现在我不是灵。
But he said he created his own image in his own likeness.
但这里说照着自己的形象，又照着他的形象造男造女。 In verse 27, when it says the image here, the image isn't talking about the form of a person.
Okay.
他的公义，他的慈爱。
But the image here is referring to his love and his righteousness.
Okay.
所以是有不一样的。
So it's a different meaning here.
Okay.
因为你如果看第二章的话，他是讲说神是什么样的创造我们。
Because in verse 2, in chapter 2, it describes how God created man. And in chapter 2, it describes how God used dust to create man. So the way he created man was different.
Oh, okay. So can you show me in the Bible somewhere that... When God created us in His own image, own likeness, that is, you know, He created us with love, with righteousness.
那你可以在圣经找给我看，说哪里有说神照着他自己的形象创造人的时候，这个形象是指着爱跟公义吗？
Because that is the case. A lot of people now have no love, right? Some people have no love at all, right?
因为如果真的按照公义跟爱来创造人，现在很多人都没有公义，也没有爱。
Yeah, some people have no love, and then we say, oh, God created them in His image, and that they have no love. Why is that? Can you explain that?
有些人没有爱，但是我们又说神是照着自己形象创造他们，那我们要怎么解释呢？
God created from the dirt, it looked like him.
So God looked like dirt, like us.
No, like his image.
His
image.
Like
he's a spirit.
Okay,
and
he is spirit. Okay.
Yeah. And we look like him in the Bible. I'm not sure they tell the color of him.
So what are you saying? But he looked like you or looked like me?
所以我们是在说，长得像你还是我？
His image.
但是神的形象就是这样子。
But we all look very differently.
但是我们每个人长得都非常不一样。You
and your wife look different. Does God look like a woman?
你跟你太太长得不一样。
But then you have different answer from her. She said, God does not look at like us, physically like us. Right?
但是刚才又说我们在讲这个形象，不是讲这个外体的形象。
In the beginning, God is created. Adam is look like him, and then after that is Eve came. God created Adam from his rib.
Okay.
A woman.
Okay.
And then the change color is change people.
I don't know what is the Bible. 肋骨来创造的，所以才会长得不一样。
Okay, so can anybody help? For example, verse 27, God created man His own image, His own likeness. What does it really mean in His own image, His own likeness?
那有人可以帮助我们吗？ 27节这里，第一章27节讲说神按照自己形象来创造人，这个神的形象是什么东西？
是真理的仁义和圣洁。
Yes. What do you say?
It is righteousness. And holiness.
Holy. Yes. Where does it say that?
那在哪里记载呢?
I forgot.
But you can help, right? It's Ephesians 4:24.
在以弗所书第四章.
Ephesians 4:24.
以弗所书第四章二十四节.
Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on a new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象照的，有真理的仁爱和圣洁。
So when the Bible says that He created us His own image, His own likeness, this is in true righteousness and holiness.
所以圣经讲说，我们是按照神的形象被创造，是讲说真理的仁义和圣洁。
But why some people are not holy, and why some people are not righteous? How can you explain that?
那我们要怎么解释说，世界上有些人没有这个仁义，也不是圣洁？
因为当初神造人的时候，就是像讲是亚当出现被造的时候，他是有神的形象的，他有这个仁义和圣洁的。亚当应该是原来是有圣洁的。Because
we see, just like we read originally, when God created Adam and Eve, they were created in God's image, so they should have this true righteousness and holiness.
可是因为他们违背了神。But
because they disobeyed God. So they lost this image. And that's why today in the world we see people like what you just described, people who will lie and people who do not have love. Because they had disobeyed the word of God. And thus they have sinned.
Okay. So in the beginning, when God created man His own image, His own likeness, this means actually they were very good. Is that right? They were very good.
所以，起初神创造人，按照自己形象创造，我们是说这是很好的，很好的吗？是的。
Then because of man disobedient, and then they sin against God, and then they become not good.
但是因为人违背神的吩咐，所以才会失去这个好的形象。So
how can we once again? He say here, over here, they say what? Put on a new man, which is created according to God. Who is this new man we need to put on? And how can we put on this new man?
在以弗所书这里讲说穿上新人，这个新人指的是谁？ 那我们要如何穿上？
讲的是耶稣基督。
This new man is referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Okay. So how can we... What does that mean, put on him? I mean, he's not around for us to put on, right? How can you put on him? He's not clothing.
那我们要怎么穿上耶稣基督呢? 耶稣基督并不在我们附近, 耶稣基督又不是衣服,又不能穿上。
Okay, let's thank God. So you two, thank God. Thank God, right? Two, yes. That's two more, please. Thank you.
另外两位。
Oh, it's not working anymore. Oh, it's working.
Well, I have a little bit different...
Okay. Yeah.
那我对这个题目有一个不同的想法。
Does it reach?
I thought the after the Adam and Eve, I kind of think people still have that good in their heart.
我想说，在亚当夏娃之后，人还是有这个好，这个仁义在他们心中。But
I kind of think it's more after Adam and Eve, human people left God. But I think their heart still have. The nature that God created human being.
我想说，当亚当夏娃离开神之后，虽然他们离开神，但是他们这个本性里面还有神创造的这个善。And
it's just a matter of whether this person is trying to emphasize more of the good of his heart. Or ignore it.
那很多时候是看这个人是不是有强调这个他本性的这善，还是他忽略了这个善。所以说他新人，我意思是想他重新回来，原来神创造他那时候的人。 So to put on the new man is to return to the original image of man that God had created.
Okay. Yes. Actually, what you're saying is not wrong.
其实你分享的并不是错的.
But when God talk about when we first created His own image, His own likeness.
但是当圣经说,
and His image and likeness actually is true righteousness and true holiness. It's different than you and I being good as a person. It's different.
这里讲神的这个真理的仁义和圣洁.
For example, let's go to Romans chapter 3.
跟人的这个善的本性是不同的.
Verse 23.
我们来看罗马书.
Romans 3:23.
罗马书第3章23节.
Romans 3:23.
罗马书第3章33节.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书3章23节, 这里讲说, 因为世人都犯了罪,亏欠了神的荣耀.
Is this mean God saying there's no goodness in people?
这里是说, 神说人本身没有这个善性吗?
Of course not.
绝对不是.
There's still goodness in people.
因为人本身还是有善.
But when God say fall short of His glory,
但是这里讲说,
actually, it transcends beyond just time and space, just like you and I as human beings.
这里讲的是超越了这个时间空间我们所讲的事情.
Look at chapter 3 verse 10.
因为我们看第3章第10节.
Romans chapter 3 verse 10.
罗马书3章第10节.
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
就如经上所记, 没有一人, 连一个也没有.
Is this God talking about being righteous, just like being good, like to you and I? No, it's not about that.
这里神是说, 这里讲的义是说我们自己定义的好,
so what happened when God created us?
但是当神创造我们的时候,
actually, He created us with no sin.
他其实创造我们是完全没有罪的,
and we manifest His glory.
那他就, 显现他自己的荣耀.
That is in true righteousness and true holiness.
这个就是真理的仁义和圣洁.
Now, this true righteousness, true holiness, don't think it's human righteousness and holiness. No. It's God righteousness and God holiness.
但是我们不要以为真理的仁义和圣洁是人的仁义跟圣洁, 但是这个是神的仁义跟圣洁.
But it doesn't mean when Adam and Eve sinned against God, all of a sudden they become evil people. No. It's not like that.
那也不是说亚当夏娃犯罪的那一刻，他们就变成很新的人。
But they fall short of God's glory.
但是那时候他们就
that means spiritual speaking, no longer you and I can go to the heavenly kingdom. No longer God can be a father.
就是说从属灵的观点来看, 我们不能再进到神的国度, 神不能再称为我们的天父。
When we talk about true righteousness and true holiness, it's talking about God righteousness and God holiness, not human being.
所以我们在讲真理的仁义和圣洁, 是讲神的仁义跟圣洁。
Actually, many people don't believe in Christ, they're still very good people.
因为很多不相信基督的人, 还是非常好的人。
Is that God righteousness and holiness?
这不是神的仁义和圣洁吗?
No.
不是。
No. So that's why we need to put on, that's why when we are baptized, we put on Jesus Christ.
所以我们受洗的时候才要披戴基督耶稣。
And Jesus Christ is without sin.
那耶稣基督是没有罪的。
And that is a true righteousness and true holiness.
那这个就是真理的仁义和圣洁。
Because the Bible, look at the, let's go to Romans.
因为我们来翻到罗马书。
Verse chapter 5, chapter 5.
第5章。
Verse 2, I mean verse 12, sorry.
第12节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书第5章第12节.
Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world. Who is this one man?
这里讲说, 这就如罪是从一人入了世界。这一人是谁呢?
Who is this one man?
这个一人是谁?
Yes, Adam.
就是亚当。
Then because of him, and death, and this one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned.
死又 是从罪来的, 于是死就临到众人, 因为众人都犯了罪。
So this is what are they talking about now. What they're saying that it's not because you and I are not good, but we fall short of God righteousness and holiness.
那这里讲的不是说我们都是不好的人, 但这里讲说因为我们亏欠神的荣耀, 我们都犯了罪。
Because we are born of a woman.
因为我们都是女人所生的。
But that's why God had to come and manifest himself in the flesh and born of the Holy Spirit.
因为这样子神必须, 成为肉身,
And he is sinless.
因为他这样是没有罪的。
And when do we put on this new man?
那为什么我们什么时候要披戴这个新人呢?
When do we put on this new man?
我们什么时候穿上这个新人呢?
Yes, baptism. Let's go to Galatians.
我们请翻到加拉太书。
Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3,
第三章,
verse 26 and verse 27.
第26跟27节,
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, verse 27.
27节,
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Have put on Christ.
这里讲说披戴了基督,
and this is the new man we're talking about.
这个就是我们所讲的新人,
when we put on Christ, so once again, we have the image and likeness of God. That's why you and I can be saved. But through our own righteousness, human beings also have our own righteousness, right? Just like Papa said, that we are some people really good. We have our own righteousness. That's not what the Bible is talking about.
就跟Uncle Pin刚才提到一样, 我们 人本身是有善意,
this is more a transcend beyond time and space. It's more in the spiritual realm.
这里讲神的这个仁义是超越了时间空间,
that is God righteousness and God holiness.
就是神的仁义跟神的圣洁.
So that's why when we baptize, put on Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, He is the image and likeness of God.
所以我们受洗归入基督，披戴基督的时候。
That's why now we no longer fall short of God's glory. Not because of us. Because of Jesus. Yes, Papa.
But also I like to think that image of God is what Jesus Christ in this world, what He does, what He did.
Yes.
And so... To me, the image is not just what you just said. I think that power, is, but also his love, his kindness, his that, and I think a lot of this, when we born, we have that, but we sort of set it aside, okay. But then, when Jesus comes to this world, He just tried to say. You have this. You just has to like you know. I'm just an example to show you. And also, when we say God image, I like to think from Jesus. I can see that what God is. I think God say we cannot see Him, but I think He sent His Son to show us what God is like. And that's what I try to think about this way.
There's no doubt that God is also full of love, right? There's no doubt about that. Human beings, even they don't know God, some of them they're born, innately they're full of love. They don't even need to know God, right? And you are right. But actually when the Bible says you are for sure God's glory, this is not about we don't love, right? It's not because we don't have love. This we're talking about actually sin from Adam and Eve. When people born of a woman, we born in sin. So because of this, we fall short of God's true right, righteousness and true holiness. But it doesn't mean if we don't have love, we don't, you know, we are not gentle, we are not kind. It doesn't mean that. Yeah, it doesn't mean
I
that.
I'm thinking more obey God's commandments. Okay, I think that's the key. And so you become come back to become His children, obey His commandments. You know, more like. What we are reading now in all this first and the second king, all God blame all that king is because they don't obey Him. They go worship the other. Okay, so that to me that's the key. That's the most important thing. Become a new man. We come back to become to obey God. That's what I'm.
Yes. No. Yeah. You want to try?
所以基本上我是想说，神的形象。 是因为基督来到世界，就教导我们要怎么去爱，怎么去以善来待人。我们可以这样子想，但是人的爱，人是还没有披戴基督之前，人本身就有爱，但是披戴耶稣的时候，这是神的爱。那 我们所想，我在读《列王记上下》的时候，觉得说，其实关键是，我们在世上说有没有去遵守神的诫命，但是不听从神的话的时候，才会被神抛弃。
Yes, you're exactly right. Obedience is really the sign, right, that we return back to God.
那所以我们看到顺从神。其实就是回到神的一个很重要的一步。
And that's why when Jesus said you must be born again of water, so we want to be children of God, we must obedient to what He tells us.
所以主耶稣基督才会跟我们说，我们必须从水跟圣灵重生，因为我们必须听从主耶稣的话。
So that's why if we want to put on this new man, this means we must be obedient to what Jesus wants us to do. The first thing we need to do is to be baptized to put on this new man.
所以我们要穿上新人，我们必须听从主耶稣的话。主耶稣叫我们做的第一件事情就是受洗礼。
Because if man can just be righteous, for example, if man have their goodness and righteousness inside the heart, they can just turn back without Jesus Christ.Then Jesus Christ does not need to come to save us.
因为人如果人自己的公义本身就足够，那人就不需要基督可以自己去自己去追求这个追求公义。
So that's why when the Bible said when we put on Christ, of course we don't need to put on Christ to have love. We people have love.
所以当圣经讲到说我们必须披戴基督。并不是说我们必须披戴基督才会懂得去爱，因为我们没有披戴基督之前也懂得如何去爱。
People do not need to put on Christ to have compassion for one another. We don't need to put on Christ. We have that inside.
一个人不需要披戴基督就知道怎么去怜恤其他人，怎么去怜悯。
Actually, this to put on Christ is to regain the status of sonship from the beginning.
但是披戴基督主要目的是要重新得到这个。神的儿女的这个身份。
So that's why we must be baptized.
所以我们必须接受。
And we must have the Holy Spirit.
那我们必须领受圣灵。
To restore the sonship back.
可以重新得到这个儿女的身份。
Because by our own righteousness, human righteousness, we cannot be saved.
因为凭着我们自己人的公义，我们不可以得救。
Any other comment?
还有任何感想吗
？That's why humans are very different than animals.
所以人才跟动物非常的不同。
Actually, animals. What's the difference between animals and human? What one thing that is very different?
人跟动物最大的差别在哪里
？From the scientific point of view, right?
从一个科学上的观察，人跟动物最大的差别在哪里
？Why do animals do things? Right? Why do they do it?
为什么动物会做一些事情呢？
Could they rationalize everything?
是因为他们有理性吗
？They think about this and think about that.Why do they do it?
动物为什么会去做一些事情
The instinct, right? It's called instinct, right?
因为他们的本性
As human, what? We use rational, right? We ration things, right? So that would be thing we talk about and we do it. So that's why it makes us separate from animals.
身为人类，我们是有理性，我们做事情是都透过思考的，跟动物不同。
And of course, that is also part of the image and likeness of God.
那当然，这也是神的形象样式的一部分。
Because the Bible never said that God created animal in His own image, His own likeness. No.
因为圣经从来没有讲到说创造动物是按照自己形象样式。
In other words, for us, actually, any goodness that's inside of us is from God.
所以换句话说，我们心中任何的善都是出于神。
Okay. Okay, two more names, please.
我们再放两个名字。
Oh, okay, Sister Janet Good, Father Julian.Hey, we should have more fun. You know, it's all supposed to be fun.
大家应该觉得这个比较这个很好玩，因为其实这个真的很有趣。
Hi, how you guys doing?
你们好吗
？I have a question concerning the book of Genesis.
我对于创世纪有一个问题。
Genesis in chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
It said here, it really disturbed me when they say that the angels they have sexual relationship with men.
第六章这里讲到说，天使跟人竟然有发生这个男女之间的关系。
Do you know which chapter I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲哪里吗
？Look at the chapter 6 and Genesis chapter 6.
我们看第六章
，verse 1 to verse 1 and verse 2.
第一跟二节。
Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth.And daughters were born to them. Verse 2.
第二节,
Then the Son of God saw the daughter of men, that they were beautiful and they took wives for themselves for all whom they chose. So it says here, the sons of God saw the daughter of men, then they took them to be, see them beautiful, and then they took them as wives.
Can you explain
what this means? Can you explain what this
means? Can you explain what
this means? 事实上，这里神的儿子是讲属于神的孩子。
And you're misunderstanding this passage because the children, the sons of God here are referring to those who follow God.
Oh, okay. Does it say that anywhere? Does it say the sons of God, those who follow God?
这里有讲说神的儿子是那些跟随神的吗？
因为从 亚当跟夏娃犯罪以后，他的子孙事实上分成两种。Because
after Adam and Eve sinned, from the descendants of Adam, we see there are actually two types of descendants.
一种是好的，一种是坏的。简单说。And
to put it simply, one type of descendants are the good descendants, and the other type are the bad descendants.
好的，就是说他们是跟随神的，他们是像刚才讲的，是遵守命令的。And
the good descendants are those who follow God, those who obey God.
但是有一些他的子孙是做很多坏事情。But
Adam also had a group of descendants who did a lot of evil things.
所以说，他的子孙有两派，有一种是属于神的，有一种是很fresh的，所以说是人的儿子。And
we see that among Adam's descendants, there's one group of descendants who are very godly, but another group of descendants who follow their own desires of their flesh. That's why they're called daughters of men.
But I still cannot see that. We say that Adam and Eve are the people who do good, that is sons of God.
但是我在这样子看，还是看不出来。这里讲说，神的儿子是在讲亚当的子孙。And
for example, chapter 5, verse 3 says, "And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness. So after his image, the name him Seth." It doesn't say nothing that they were sons of God.
比如说像创世纪第五章第三节这里讲到亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就其他名为赛特。这里没有讲说他是神的儿子。So
can you go any place that say that, you know, all these people, they are sons of God, and the other people, they're not sons of God?
所以我们可以用哪里来解释说，这有讲说哪些人是算是神的儿子，哪些人不是神的儿子吗？
Are you just making that up yourself?
还是你是自己捏造出来的？ In chapter 6, verse
3, 神说人既属乎血气，所以可见有一些人是属于就是血气的，就是人的子女。
In verse 3, the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh." So we see that it implies that there are a group of people who follow their flesh.
但是亚当是神的儿子啊。
But we see that Adam was considered the son of God.
Yeah, but I still don't see that. Where does it say that? Because Adam, he also sons of flesh. He eat and drink and stuff too, right?
但是我看不到圣经哪里有记载，因为亚当也是人的儿子，因为他也是会想要吃，想要喝。
Can anybody help? Where does it say that Adam is also son of God? Yes?
I kind of think that the main source
that Adam is
son of God
chose him.
Whether we are God's children, we will think praise God. So at that time, you got Noah. So I'm sure that people like Noah, but God's children. No,
okay. But in chapter 6, verse 2 say that the sons of God, right? The sons of God.
但是第六章第二节这里讲说神的儿子们.
Yeah, I mean, even some, you know, even some people, they do bad and stuff like that, but they are created by God. God created them, right?
因为就算有些人犯一些错,但是还是神创造他们.
So, but what you're saying that these sons of God are those people who obey God and stuff like that? Yes, I understand that. Can you show me a verse or some place to say that, yes, these are the sons of God?
那如果你说第二章这里神的儿子们是指的那些听从神的话的这些人, 你可以找出圣经哪里有说吗?
I mean, I can also just say, oh, you know, and the daughter of man, right? The daughter of man.
因为我也可以说人的女子.
I mean, they are daughter of men. They just use them as daughter of men, but some of the daughters can be the daughters of God too. Why if we say that, right?
因为如果我们只这样说的话, 这里讲人的女子, 那可能也有一些人是算是神的女子.
Does anywhere, does it say that? Any help?
有人可以帮忙吗? 在圣经哪里, 其他地方有记载? In chapter 5, verse 1, it records that this is in the day that God created man, he made them in the likeness of God. He created, and then verse 2, he created them man and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created.
Yes, all this is, yes, as the men, the daughters, the male and female, right? The daughters of man, the sons of God, they're all the same.
那这里讲说男女, 这都是讲同样的人啊。
Yes. Yes. If we go to Luke 3, Luke chapter 3,
我们翻到路加福音第三章,
we can start from verse 37 and 38.
我们可以从第37跟38起来看起。
Right. Luke chapter 3, verse 37 and 38. Does it say the same thing in Chinese too?
路加福音第三章第,
that Adam is the son of God? In Chinese?
讲说,
yes, okay. See, in verse 37, then the son of Methuselah, the son of Enos, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, then verse 8, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Right?
这讲说这些都是神的儿子。 Yeah.
So here, it's very clear, say the sons of God, right? The son of God.
这讲得很清楚,
and when we answer like this, and then they cannot say anything.
因为如果我们用这个经节来回答的话,
yes, who is the daughter of man?
那谁是人的女子呢?
The daughter of man is daughter of man. The word say daughter of man, right? Men, then they have daughters.
因为人就会有这女儿。
Right. Actually, yeah, when you say the daughter of men, right, the daughter of men, actually, men mean human, right, in a sense that they live in their flesh. That's what they're talking about.
所以在讲人的女子的时候, 这些讲人的女子, 主要是说他们是人的女子, 不是神的女子, 所以是讲说他们是, 按照自己的肉, 这肉体情欲去过生活。
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let's bring two more.
我们再选两个名字。
That was a good one.
done yet?
Okay. Kelly, then she said, Kelly, pick one person and come with you. Okay, draw one name. Brother Andrew, can you draw one name, please? Okay, I'll go pick and come out.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, actually, your church believes that you need to be baptized to be saved, right? To have salvation. But actually, the Bible tells us, if you go to Romans chapter 10,
但是如果我们看圣经里面, 罗马书第十章,
verse 9 and verse 10,
第九跟十节,
Romans chapter 10, verse 9, verse 10,
罗马书第十章九跟十节,
that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, okay, are you there yet? Okay.
看到了吗?
Chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
第十章第九跟十节,
if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10.
第十节,
for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Right? So here it's very clear that you don't need to be baptized to be saved.
这是讲,
all you need is to believe and confess. Then you are safe. Very clear here.
这里讲得很清楚，说不需要洗礼就可以得救，说你只要承认口里认耶稣为主就可以得救。
And why do you say you need to be baptized to be safe?
那为什么你们教会却说要接受洗礼才可以得救？
Because behold, Jesus Christ. Behold, Jesus Christ led this world. He said. Asked his disciple to go and baptize everybody.
因为在主耶稣升天之前，他就吩咐他的门徒要出去，让帮大家受洗.
Yes, those who want to be baptized is fine, but you don't need to be baptized to be safe here.
You also mentioned about that Galatian one, right? A while ago.
我们可以看加拉太书。
You mean the pastor from your church mentioned that?
Yeah.
<笑>你们教会的传道有讲到吗？加拉太书。
Or the part where you baptized and put on Christ?
Yeah, the one you just a while ago you said.
Yes. But that's nothing you have to say that, yes, you baptize, you put on Christ, that's fine. But that's not the only way for you to be safe. Over here, in Romans chapter 10, it seems like you guys, are you familiar with these verses?
No. 就像我们看加拉太书，这里讲说要受洗归于基督，这是很好的，但是
When I ask you about Romans chapter 10, then you go all over the place. It seems like you don't want to answer my question. And verse 9 and verse 10.
那你们是不了解圣经吗? 好像我问你罗马书第九十章的问题，你们想注意分析。
Yes, I agree with you. You need to be baptized if you want to. If you don't want to, it's fine. You just need to confess and believe.
所以我同意你的说法，那些想要受洗的人可以受洗，但是那些不需要受洗， 只要 口里认主也可以相信，也可以得救。
Actually, I think this two verses is really important in the sense that I think that first in our heart we have to really believe that God sent His only Son to this world, die for us.
Okay.
And, 我觉得这两段经节也很重要，因为我 我们看这个话，我们知道我们必须相信说神才把他的儿子进到这世界为我们死。
And it's by grace that if we confess and we really believe in these two verses in our heart, then by grace we will be saved.
那如果我们真的相信神的话，因为神的恩典，我们才可以得救。
But that is in our heart.
但是那是心中信相信。
And we have to have deed. We have to have action to say to our fellow Christian that I really mean it. I am willing to be baptized to proclaim that in my heart I truly believe in Jesus is my Savior.
但是是心里相信，心里相信之后，我们外表还要行出，在行动让大家知道说我们真的相信耶稣。
So you saying baptism is just to show others that you really, you know, believe in your heart? Is that what you saying?
所以你是说洗礼本身只是外表的这个行动，让其他人知道说我们真的相信耶稣吗？
That's powerful.
Okay, that's part of it. Okay, can you show me the second part?
那可以告诉我第二部分吗？
As I say that we obey what Jesus command us.
那就如刚才分享说，我们要听从主耶稣所吩咐我们的。
Okay.
我只是想说，因为我不是整本圣经都读完过，所以我说我就是我读过里面我知道的。
I haven't read the entire Bible, but I just want to share what I have read.
Okay, 那个 John the Baptist, 他那时候在河边给人家施洗的时候，他说他是用水施洗，可是他说后来那来的那个人，他是用水跟火给人家施洗，他连其他的鞋都不配。
And when John the Baptist was baptizing people, he told everyone that he was only baptizing with water, but the one who comes after him will baptize with water and fire, and he is not even worthy to hold his sandal straps.
Yeah.
然后他在 Bible 什么地方也有讲到说，我们如果没有受洗经过圣灵的施洗的话，我们不可以进天国。
And the Bible also mentioned that if we are not born again with water and spirit, then we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Did the disciples say that?
那是耶稣的门徒说的吗？
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere you're going to find
it. 那好像是，但是我找不到那个经节。
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
No?
I don't know. That's why. You know,
我不知道，所以我才问你。
Give me time.
Okay, sure.
那我给我一点时间，我来找找看。
It does say you have to baptize by water and fire.
I'm sorry.
Baptize through water and Holy Spirit.
Okay.
那圣经有讲到说，我们必须透过水、还有圣灵、还有火的受洗。
Sorry about it. Okay, 三个。那个约翰福音第三章的第三节。
In John chapter verse 3.
约翰回答耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”然后这个尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”这是指水跟灵生的。那 John Baptist 他讲说，后来来的那个人，如果他会用水跟火跟你施洗，如果没有的话 ，Yeah, according to here, 你就不能进神的国。So we must have a baptism.
In this passage, we see that Jesus said we have to be born of water and spirit to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then John the Baptist also said that. Jesus will come and baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Yes, that's nothing has to do with baptism. Holy Spirit and fire, yes, but here in chapter John chapter 3 verse 5, he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water, right? Born of water. To be born of water is when your mother, when you're in your stomach, the mother's stomach, and you're full of water.
No,
and you're born. That's how, what is born of water. That's my understanding.
No, well,
it doesn't say nothing to do with baptism.
我的了解是说，约翰福音第三章第五节，耶稣说，从水和圣灵生的。这里讲的水，是讲我们在这个我们出生的时候，还在这个母亲的这个肚子里的时候，那里有水。
Then when you come out of mother's womb, then God breathed His Spirit into the baby. That's why born of water and Spirit.
那一个人出生的时候。
Yes, see, it's born of water and spirit. But how can you say baptism? Born of water is baptism.
May
I understand in Bible is water is represent blood of Jesus. And so I'm thinking here when he said born of water is born of Jesus' blood.
Oh.
那我对圣经的了解是说，这里讲的水是指的耶稣的宝血，所以说从水和圣灵生的是从耶稣的宝血生的。Okay,
born of Jesus blood. How can that happen?
那叫怎么这样子呢？这样子生呢？
What do you guys mean born of Jesus blood?
你说从耶稣的宝血出生又是什么意思？
You guys are scaring me.
你们现在已经让我很害怕了。
And I'm a very gentle truth seeker.
Usually
truth seeker, not so gentle.
I'm
very gentle truth seeker. Yes, I am. So don't let them baffle us, right? So in other words, when people say, look, it says born of water and spirit, so you must go to another verse that help us to support that born of water and spirit.
这里讲说从水和圣灵重生，如果有慕道者问题的话，我们必须再翻到跟这个有相关的经节。
Yes.
Okay. We know we read somewhere.
Yes.
But that's why I say not prepared.
When you ask,
how can I find them? I don't remember.
Yes.
But somewhere in the Bible, how can you teach us how to find them?
有时候没有准备好，就是我知道以前有听过那个经节，但是我不知道在哪里找到。所以你可以教我们，如果我们要回答的话，怎么知道去哪里找这些经节吗？
Yes, I think. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay. I think that water can be, you know, also mean baptism.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Can you explain that to me?
那我们可以，你可以来帮我解释说水怎么是洗礼呢？
Okay. Let me see. In chapter 3:22.
Okay.
那从约翰福音第三章第22节。
Okay. Okay.
Also, can we say? Chapter 1:31.
还有第一章第31节。
Is that what it is? I remember something like that.
I mean, yeah, that's also a good argument. Actually, if you look at the history of baptism, usually baptists, they use water to baptize, right? Use water to baptize. Just like John here, when we baptize a person, he baptized what? With water, right? With water.
所以如果我们看洗礼本身的这个历史的话，他们洗礼帮人洗礼都是用水，就好像施洗约翰在这些经节里面都是用水来帮人接受洗礼。
And chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23 is also support that too, right?
所以第三章，这里讲的也是。
After this thing, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. Why did they baptize in there? Because look at verse 23.
23节,
now John also was baptized in Anna near Salem, because there was much water there, right? So baptism always have water, right? Water equal baptism, yes.
所以这里讲每次有洗礼的时候一定有很多水。
Okay, let's good job. Let's finish for now.
那我们现在来。
Let's, yeah, that's all. We can do group now. We can do group. We can do group. Actually, trying to demonstrate, actually, it's not easy, right? Actually, it's not easy to do apologetics. Because quite often we are not. Especially when we talk to other denominations, actually, if we talk to theologians, we talk to other pastors, elders and stuff, it can be very difficult to be able to do apologetics with them. So that's why we must know the Bible well. So in other words, if anybody asks any question in our head, actually the whole Bible should just be right in front of us, right? That's the way it should be. Like that, right? Of course, I want to reach that goal too. I'm not there, right? But that is our goal. But of course, not every one of us have good memories. Not everybody gifted have good memories, really. So that's why we must really pray for the Holy Spirit. Even we don't have good memories, if we are filled with God's Spirit, really God will move our heart to go where the place that we need to go. For example, when people use the Bible, right, to share with us, that is the best thing that you and I can, the best time to do apologetics.
在跟我们说话的人是想要用圣经来跟我们分享的话，这是我们味道最好的机会。
For example, let's go to Romans chapter 10.
比如说我们到罗马书第十章。
Actually, but Uncle Ping did a really good job explaining, right, about verse 9 and verse 10.
其实刚才 Uncle Ping在解释第十章第九跟十节解释的非常好。
But remember, when people use verses in the Bible to share with us, don't skip. We must use this verse for our own benefit, right? That's what we need to do.
我们要记得。
For example, verse 9, verse 10.
比如说第九跟十节,
that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be safe.
所以讲说你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活,
in Chinese, what does it say after you believe, confess, and then you will be safe? What's that translation to? You surely be safe. Maybe that's why a lot of time you get confused. In the English, you will be safe. Are you safe yet? Yes. That means you're on your way to be safe. But if the Chinese translation says you surely be safe, then you have nowhere else to go.
Right?
And then look at verse 10. For with the heart one believes on to righteousness, right? You're not righteous yet. On to righteousness.
第十节英文版本是说，因人心里相信，就在这个称义的道路上。And
with the mouth confession is made on to salvation.
那这里也是说，口里承认就。
Actually, both of these verses is in, right, in a progress of being safe. And Romans chapter 10, who did Paul speak this to? Who did he spoke to? Who did he speak to here? What's that? Okay, the saints, okay. But why he asked a saint to believe in their heart? Does it make sense? The Bible, the saint, those who are baptized. Right? And those who believe, if you say they speak into the saints, how can you ask a saint to believe what happened?
Right?
In chapter 10, who is he talking about? Yes, that is the crutch of the whole thing. Here, chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart desire and pray to God for Israel is that they may be saved. So he's talking to the Jews. And the Jews, they do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So, but here, he said, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, you will be in the right process to be saved. Why? Because when your heart believes, then you bring it to righteousness. When your mouth confess, it brings you onto salvation. But this is not complete. If you truly believe, if you truly confess, then you must have your action, right? To go with that. Let me give an example. Look at Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. If you can read, right? Read in the English version, because Chinese has no tense, right? There's no present tense, no future tense, no genders, right? Chinese is not like that. So it's difficult really to understand the Bible clear. If you can read Greek, it's much better. But of course, we all read English. No one, I don't read Greek, so.
Right?
Because in Greek it's very clear when you read that you will be saved, this means you are walking, right? You're walking toward that area, you're going to be saved. It's very clear like that. But look at Acts chapter 16, verse 30. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Here, Paul and Silas were in jail. Then all of a sudden, this great earthquake, this all of a sudden, the foundation, the prison shook. And the doors open. And then the jailer, the guard, thought everyone left. This means for him, he will be executed. If you let the prisoner go, this means you will be executed. And so that's why this jailer wanted to kill himself. But then Paul called to them. Paul called to him.
Right.
So do not harm yourself, we are still here. Then this jailer was so moved by this. Then he asked Paul,
他就问保罗,
what must I do to be saved? Then look at 31.
我们看31节,
so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
保罗说, 当信主耶稣, 你和你一家都必得救。
Here, when Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be safe, you and your household, you will be safe, right?
当保罗这里讲说, 信主耶稣, 你和你一家都必得救。
And Chinese, what does it translate to?
The same, surely be safe, same as Roman.
You surely be safe, right? You surely be safe, okay?
那中文这里翻译成都必得救。
But actually, you will be safe.
但其实人文是讲说你将来会得救。
Did Paul and Silas stop right there?
但是彼得, 保罗跟希拉在这里就结束吗?
Did they stop right there?
他们就停在这里吗?
No.
没有。
You will be saved. This means what? You must do something else.
保罗跟希拉说你, 现在可以在这个得救的道路上，所以你接下来还要再做下一步。
And verse 32.
所以三十二节。
They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house.
他们就把神的道讲给他和全他全家人听。
Yes, they believe.
所以他们就相信。
Yes, they in a process of being saved.
他们在得救的过程上。
So Silas and Paul spoke the word of God to them.
所以保罗跟希拉就把神的道讲给他
们听。Then look at verse 33.
我们看第三十三节。
And he took them the same hour of the night.And washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
当夜就在那时候，进主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
You see, right?
我们在这里可以看到
that yes, they believe they will be saved. Then when they were saved, it's after baptism.
我们在这里看到说，他们相信，他们就有机会，他们就。将来会得救，但他们是什么时候得救呢？是他们受了洗的时候得救。
Okay. So when after baptism, they do not say, "Oh, you will be saved." No, after you are baptized, then you are saved.
所以我们看，他们接受了洗礼之后，保罗并没有再跟他们说你们必然得救，但是因为他们在这个时候已经得救了。
Any thought, any question about that?
有没有任何感想？
Is this more complete if you answer this to someone, right?
如果你这样子回答的话，是不是比较完全的一个答案？
Because in Romans chapter 10, it's exactly the same thing as here in Acts chapter 16. It's the same tense, the same everything. You will. But I see only through baptism, then they are saved.
因为我们看到罗马书第九跟第十章九到十节，这个用词跟使徒行传十六章是完全一样的，就你必得救，那其实是讲说你受洗之后得救。
Because when you believe,
因为当你相信的时候
，you will do exactly what Jesus Christ wants us to do.
你就会做一切主耶稣叫我们所做的。
And that's why it comes to baptism.
所以才会讲到洗礼。
Let's go. Any question, any thought before we go to John 3:5?
有没有任何问题？到我们接下来要翻到约翰福音第三章第五节。有没有任何问题？任何感想？
But of course, after we explain this to them and they still don't believe it, what are you going to do?
那如果我们这样子解释完，对方还不相信的话，我们应该怎么办？
Nothing.
我们其实不能再做什么。
But we must do our best. Our conscience must be clear. They be explained to him as best to ability, and that's it. For them to believe, God is the one that gave the increase, not us. Right?
但是我们必须尽我们的本分，好好的解释。我们在神面前这个良心不能我们要无愧的良心，因为我们要记得说不是我们加添这个教会的信徒，是神加添。或者我们就可以把他们带到教会，让传道直接跟他们。
Yes, I came the last 4 weeks, and your pastor actually for the last 8 weeks, your pastor wasn't here.
但是有时候就像我过去8个礼拜，你们的传道都不在。
You know, actually the Jehovah's Witness, they do exactly the same things that members do. When we talk to them about God and then they don't know something, oh, let me go. Next week I'll come back and I'll bring the ones on, you know, not even their pastor, the one is above them, right? They have different levels, right? So they say they bring another person, another brother with them, right? Stuff like that. But that's not the way we do apologetics or evangelize, right? Yeah, take the Patrick too, yes. You get Deacon Wong, get Patrick. Actually, it's all of you should be the one.
其实耶和华见证会他们做法跟我们信徒很像，他每次有人问他们不懂的问题，他们就说，你们等一下，我下个礼拜带我们教会的这个资深的牧师来再回答你们问题。但其实我们每个人都应该来卫道，我们每个人都是有宣道的这个工作。
Yes.
那我刚才有跟这个小孩分享我经常会做什么。如果慕道者没有圣经或者不懂圣经，我们只要分享我们所知道的就可以。如果他们想要用圣经的话，我们必须自己也要有圣经。那我们可以做的是，很多慕道者经常会问一些关键的这些经节。所以我经常会跟小孩分享说，如果你可以用一支笔在你自己的圣经里面做笔记，这对你很有帮助。 所以如果有人在问你一个经节的问题，你就知道跟这个经节有相关的所有的经节。
比如说刚才我们讲到罗马书第十章九到十节，我在这边就有做一个小笔记，说也翻到这个使徒行传第十六章。那所以那个圣经本身就变成我讲到的这个小抄。唯一的危险就是有一天我用丢我的圣经，我的这些笔记都不见了。
That's a very good point. That's why, like when I share something, you should just write it from your verse. With, look at my Bible. Don't think that I'm so smart can memorize everything.
其实这是非常有帮助的一点。
I write everything too.
你看我的圣经，我都直接在我圣经里面做笔记。你不要以为说我记忆很好，我都是抄在我圣经里面的。
And after writing for a while, and then of course you will remember.
那如果你抄了一阵子之后，你就自然会记得。But
make sure you use the same Bible, right? The same Bible.
但是你要确定说你每次用圣经是同一本。And
the same version too, because what happened? No, this Bible. Even though it's like New King James Version, but all the other Bibles, sometimes it's the page is different, right? Like the for example, if you look at the like Acts in chapter 2. And chapter 2, when I look at chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, I can see right away it's left page, right corner in my Bible.
所以如果你要做小抄的话，你要记得你一定要用同一本，因为有时候就算是同样的翻译版本，很多圣经它只有不同的这个尺寸，所以 可能这个字是放在不同地方，但是像我的笔记，我都已经记好，我是记在圣经哪一页、哪一个角落。所以你们可以自己来看。Left
page, right corner, right day of Pentecost.左边，然后在最右边的角落。But
if
I use another Bible, it won't be here no more.
但是如果我用另外一本圣经，可能它这个因为这个圣经的尺寸不同，所以它会放在不同地方。That's
why all the Bible I have is the same thing.
所以我每次买的圣经，我都故意买要同样的版本，同样的这个尺寸。And
I remember when I first came to Christ, I used a very small Bible, right? The pack, or the one-way pack, like small one.
我记得我刚来信主的时候，我故意用那个这个很小的圣经。I
really suggest for you not to use that kind of Bible. It's so small.
那我真的建议大家不要用那么小的圣经。And
this Bible really, when you close your eyes, but after I read, I close my eyes, I really can see where it is, because it's big. Right, and in your head is also big. When you read something small, in your head is also small.
那因为我的圣经很大，所以我每次读完，我闭起来眼睛还可以看到很大的图案。但是如果你圣经很小的话，你闭起来眼睛还是看到很小的图案。
But actually, when it comes to basic belief,
但尤其来讲到这个基本信仰,
it should be up here.
其实应该记在脑海里.
Because sometimes you don't have your Bible. When I'm playing golf, I don't carry my Bible with me.
因为有时候你不会有你的圣经，像我在打高尔夫球的话，我都不会带着圣经。
So when I talk to other people, of course they ask me about religion too. They want to know, right? So I must know. This is my first verse, second verse, third verse. All in my head, right? I try to do that, right? Of course, I'm pastor, I full time, right? I have nothing else to do, right? So really, right? It's different, right?
当然，如果你去打高尔夫球的话，你没有圣经，所以你要记着。 这基本信仰的所有的这些经节，你就知道第一节在哪，第二节在哪。那当然，我是全职的这个圣工人员，所以我没有其他事情可以做。But
when the Bible said be ready in season out of season, it doesn't say, oh, pastors, make sure you be ready in season out of season. No, it says everyone be ready in season out of season, right?
但是圣经讲到说得时不得时都要准备好，并不是说传道人才要得时不得时准备好，是其实对所有的信徒说的。
And when Christ said go and preach the gospel to the whole world, it's not pastors, right? Or evangelists are preaching. No, everybody, right?
那当主耶稣说你要出去传福音，并不是只是对传道说，是对所有的信徒说。
But you also have to know.
但是我们也必须知道。
Not everybody is gifted in evangelism, right?
并不是所有人都有宣道的恩赐。
And not everyone who is gifted in apologetics, not everybody.
那也并不是所有的人有卫道的恩赐。
Right, so if we don't remember the Bible here, then it's okay, it's not a big deal, it's okay.
所以如果我们真的记不起来这些经节，也真的是没有关系。
For me, I mean, I'm 41, and I realize, wow, my memory is not as sharp as before.
那对我来说，我现在41岁，我发现说我的记忆没有以前那么好。
Really, when I was in my 20s, I pretty much can memorize everything and remember everything, but nowadays, I like, Let me go see. Is that true? Let's go.
那现在我二十几岁的时候，所有东西都可以记得。 但现在有人问我，我都要想说是不是真的，我就要赶快去查看。
Let's go to John 3:5.
那我们请翻到约翰福音第三章第五节。
So that's why, like Deacon Patrick, if they use the Bible, this is the best. If they use the Bible, you and I can quote the Bible better than any other denomination, really.
那就好像Patrick,
I have no doubt about that.
如果对方有用圣经，我们也必须，这是其实最好的工具。
But the problem is, when we don't do apologetics a lot of time, we don't evangelize a lot of time, we get nervous.
但是如果我们没有在宣道或者没有在卫道，有时候我们就会很紧张。
And when we become nervous, our brain freeze.
那我们紧张的话，我们的头脑就动不了。
We keep saying, I know where it is, I know where it is, I can't find it, I know where it is. This means you're getting too nervous, you cannot think, right?
我们都会想说，我们知道那个在哪里，只是真的没有办法想出来在哪里。
So here in chapter 3, verse 5.
所以第三章第五节,
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这里耶稣说,我实实在在告诉你们, 人若不是从水和圣灵生的,
then look at verse 3.
那我们看第三节,
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
我实实在在告诉你，人不重生就不能见神的国。
So earlier I said, look, to be born again when you're in your mother's stomach, right? In your womb, and then you're born. When you're in your mother's womb, you're full of water. That's what the Bible is talking about, right?
所以之前我在扮演这个慕道者角色的时候，我有问说，这个从水里重生，不是就是从这个母腹生出来吗？
Why do I say that?
那我为什么这么说呢？
Because I spoke to one of the truth seekers, and that's what they church explained. They say the church explained to me that. Oh, this is when you're in your mother's womb and you're full of water and then you're born, right?
那我刚才为什么会这样子解释呢? 其实有一次我在跟一个慕道者谈话的时候, 他真的跟我这么说, 他说他的教会这样子教他说, 从水跟圣灵重生是从这个母腹生出来的时候就是从水跟圣灵重生。
What can we use here in chapter 3 to discredit that, right?
那从第三章这里我们可以指出哪个经节来, 纠正这个观念。
What's that? Verse 4.
可以从第四节,
What's wrong with verse 3?
那第三节有什么错呢?
Yes. What's that? Yes, it's go together, right? Verse 3 and verse 4 goes together.
我们看到第三节跟第四节其实应该一起读。
So you ask that person, okay, if that is the case, Jesus said here, you must what? You must, unless one is born again. So when was the first time you're born?
那我们看到第三节这里讲说，耶稣说要重生。那如果是重生的话，那第一次出生是什么时候呢？
When the first time you born?
我们第一次出生是什么时候？
If you say you to be born again, like when Jesus said you must be born of water, it means from the mother's stomach. So if Jesus said you must be born again, what does it mean?
如果我们解释说重生是从这个母腹生出来的话，那第一次出生又是什么时候呢？
And look at demons, Nicodemus chapter verse 4.
那我们看第四节，尼哥底母这样子回答。
Nicodemus said, look, when we are old, how can a man born a second time? Second time, this means again.
那尼哥底母又说，人已经老，如何能重生？ 他这里讲重生说第二次出生。
Can he go back to his mother's womb?
岂能再进到母腹？
In other words, it tells us here, right, that you're already born from your mother's womb already, right?
所以这里讲说, 重生的时候已经从母腹生出来了。
You must be born again.
但是必须再生一次。
Actually, if we look being born of water, and actually we quoted right in chapter 3, verse 22, verse 23.
那我们看第三章第三节第六节二十二跟二十三节。
And we see that, you know, in chapter 1, verse 26, it's talking about being, to be born of water, water actually is always, you know, when you baptize a person, they baptize with water.
我们看到说，每次讲到水从水里，施洗，或是从水里重生，施洗都一定是讲到很多水。
And that's why in Matthew chapter 28,
所以在马太福音第28章,
verse 19,
第19节,
Matthew 28 verse 19,
马太福音第28章第19节,
here, Jesus Christ also continued to emphasize, you must be baptized.
这里主耶稣才会一直的强调，你必须接受洗礼。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
See, if you want to be Jesus' disciple,
所以如果我们要成为主耶稣的门徒,
you must do what?
我们必须做什么?
And what disciples mean?
那这里讲的门徒又是什么呢?
follower, right, of Jesus.
门徒就是跟随主耶稣的人,
that if you want to be the follower of Jesus, what must you do?
如果我们要成为跟随主耶稣的人, 我们必须做什么?
What must you do?
我们要做什么?
Here, go therefore make disciples of all nations. And when you make disciples, what must they do?
这里想说使万民做我的门徒, 如果要做门徒,
baptize them, right? Baptize. Right?
要给他们施洗.
So now with many Christians, they don't believe that baptism has to do with anything, but actually has to do with everything following Jesus Christ.
所以很多基督徒不相信说施洗其实跟任何东西有关系, 但是其实施洗跟所有东西都有关系.
So let me ask you a question.
所以我问大家一个问题.
If a mother is conceived,
如果一个妇女怀了孕,
and the fetus die in the mother's womb,
那这个 这个胎在这个母腹里就死了。
Is he going to go to hell or heaven?
这个胎是会上天国还是下地狱?
What's that? You don't know?
不知道吗?
We don't know?
我们不知道吗?
No way.
主演说不可能。
Remember, as Christian, we believe when the life began.
No, 成为基督徒，我们相信生命是什么时候开始。
What's that? Yes, their conception. That's life began. So that they cannot say they don't go nowhere.
所以怀了孕的时候，生命就开始。
So for example, if a baby
婴孩哪里都没有去。
If a baby died in the mother's womb,
所以一个婴孩如果在他母腹里就死了。
They go in front of the judgment.
所以到这个审判座。
Are you baptized?
会问他说你受了洗吗?
And what would the baby say?
那婴孩会说什么?
No. Why? But I never born the first time. How can be born again?
那婴孩会说我第一次都没有生过, 我怎么可以重生?
So I would, if a, for me, a baby died in mother's womb, he would go to heaven. Why? Because he never have a chance to be born again. Because he never born.
那如果一个婴孩 没有第一次生过，他就没有机会重生，所以应该是上天国。
Right? Just like a person, if you have foot washing, you have no feet. Right?
就好像一个人如果没有脚的话，然后洗脚礼。
Do you do foot washing?
还要有办洗脚礼吗？
A person with no feet, do you do foot washing?
一个没有脚的人还是要接受洗脚礼吗？
No.
不需要。
And some people say, oh, they should wash the stump, you know, of their leg.
那你应该洗他的脚跟。
But Jesus never says stump washing, right? It's foot washing.
主耶稣没有说这个是一个脚跟洗礼,
and Jesus will know if we don't have feet to have foot washing, then Jesus will know it's okay, right?
因为主耶稣知道如果我们没有脚的话就真的不用经过洗脚礼。
But of course we still teach them about foot washing, right?
但当然我们还会教导没有脚的人洗脚礼的教训。
Okay. Any questions thought before we go on next topic?
你有没有任何问题或是感想?
According to this logic,
yes.
Those people never heard of God.
Yes, that's the next. 那按照, you can go to that.
按照这个逻辑, 那没有听过福音的人,
so people never heard of the gospel.
如果一个人从来没有听过福音, 他们会去哪里呢?
Where would they go?
他们会去哪里呢?
It's different. The logic is not the same.
但是我们看,
because to have foot washing is a special revelation.
是特别的启示,
but to understand God's existence, you don't need to have special revelation. Why do I say this?
我为什么会这么说呢?
When people look at the universe,
当人看到宇宙万物的时候,
they must know there's a God out there. Right? Why? Because you look at the sun.
因为我们看太阳,
you look at the moon.
我们看月亮,
and you know there must be a God out there.
一定有一个神,
so that's why when people say, of course, when they say they never heard the gospel. Actually, do you know any place in the world they never heard about Jesus?
其实你知道世界上有哪一个地方没有听过耶稣吗?
Actually, for me, there's no place right now.
其实对我来说，我不相信世界上有任何地方没有人没有听过耶稣。
For example, when I went to Taiwan, Aboriginal area in Taiwan, right?
比如说我去台湾这个原住民的区域。
The thing is, they know basketball more than me, right?
他们知道这个美式美国的这个专业篮球。 的消息懂得比我还多。
Actually, because they have the media, right? They watch TV and they watch all those things, right?
因为他们现在有媒体可以看电视。
But right now, if you look at the Christianity, like the gospel, the word of God, actually spread throughout the whole world already.
但其实我们只看基督教的话，这个神的道已经传遍全世
界。Why Jesus not come yet?
但是为什么耶稣还没有再来临呢
？Why Jesus not come yet?
为什么主耶稣没有再来临
？Let's go to Matthew.
我们请翻到马太福音
24,
第二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音第二十四章。
24:14。
二十四章第十四节。
24:14。
二十四章第十四节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Here, how many gospel is it?
这里讲到有几种福音呢？
Because Chinese have no single or plural, right?
那当然，这个中文没有看出这是多数还是单数。
When you read in Chinese, can you tell it's only one gospel?
你在读中文的时候看得出来这是单数的吗 ？No.
No, you cannot. But here, it says what? And this is not this, right? This is one. Gospel is one of the kingdom.
所以这里讲这天国的福音，其实是讲说就只有一个天国的福音。
So here, actually, this true gospel.
这就是真正的福音。
Matthew 24:14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
It says this gospel.
这里讲说这。天国的福音。
If this gospel can mean anything in the Bible, and then actually Jesus would be here already.
如果这天国的福音是指的圣经所有的东西，任何东西的话，那主耶稣老早应该来到。
Right now in Africa, right?
现在非洲。
Everybody know about Jesus in Africa. Anywhere you go.
非洲你不管去到哪里，每个人都知道耶稣。
There's no place in Africa that they do not know about Jesus.
非洲没有任何地方会有人不认识耶稣。
But do they want to believe?
但他们想相信吗
？They don't.
他们不想。
So that's what we're talking about. But the question is that if those who do not know God, right?
那问题是，如果有人不认识神
，Can they be saved?
他们可以得救吗
？Can they be saved?
他们可以得救吗
？Can they?
可以吗
？No, right?
不可以。
No. Can you give me a verse that says those who do not know God will be saved?
有人可以翻到一个经节，可以解释说那些不认识神的人有不能得救吗
？Yes, you remember?
记得吗
？Yes, okay. Tell me where it is. Yes, Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书
，Chapter 1,
第一章
，Verse 8,
第八节
，Verse 8,
第八节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第八节。
In flaming fire taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
So here when our Lord Jesus Christ come back to take vengeance on the people.
这里讲说主耶稣要从天上像火焰在火焰中显现的时候
Sister Grace, how many group of people here?
那各位姐妹这里讲是有几种人呢
They will take vengeance on how many group of people?
主耶稣要报应几种人呢
Two, right? The first one is what?
第一种人是谁呢
The one do not know God
那些不认识神的
Is this like the one that's not known God? It's like, oh, they don't know about him?
这里讲不认识神是完全不知道神的存在的人吗
？Actually, let's after we go to learn what does it mean they do not know God.
所以之后我们要来学习不认识神是什么意思
yeah, ？Actually, the second group is what?
其实第二组人是谁
？The second group.
第二组是谁
？What? Those. Yes, those who do not obey.
那些不听从。主耶稣的福音的人
The Bible is very clear.
所以圣经讲得很清楚。
On those who do not know God,
那些不认识神的人
，and on those who do not obey the gospel of God,
还有那些不听从主耶稣的福音的人。
Actually, when we think about this,
我们想想看。
Actually, this do not obey the gospel of God that includes us too.
所以这里讲不听从主耶稣福音的人，这也有可能包括我们
在内。That's why they say, you know, the judgment will start right in the house. Of the saints, right?
所以圣经才会讲审判是从神家开始的。
Actually, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4.
所以其实我们来翻到彼得前书第四章。
That's another this. Okay, hold on. Chapter 4 verse 18.
彼得前书第四章第
First Peter chapter 4 verse 18.
第四章第十八节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 18.
彼得前书第四章第十八节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 18.
彼得前书第四章第十八节。
Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
若是一人仅仅得救，那不虔诚和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？
I think the Chinese translation is also not too good, right?
那中文的这个翻译听起来有点不好。
The Chinese translation say what it is, it's barely, right? Barely make it, right?
因为中文翻译成一人是仅仅得救，好像是几乎没有得救。
Barely make it? Does it mean they make it, but they barely make it, right?
仅仅得救听起来好像说既有得救，只是差点没有。
That's not the right translation.
但其实正确的翻译不是这样子来翻译。
But scarcely safe, scarcely.
但其实正确翻译是说很少一人得救。
Scarcely mean what?
很少是什么意思呢？
Scarcely mean what?
很少。
Yes, few.
就是没有很多一人。
Not barely make it.
不是说一人仅仅得救，但是是。有非常少的一人得救。
If the Bible says if the righteous one is scarcely saved, right? The righteous one, you and I, baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, right? Foot washing, Holy Communion, we are the righteous one. We are scarcely saved.
如果圣经说一人就是我们这些接受洗礼、接受洗礼这些人都很少会得救的话
，Where would the ungodly be?
那些不虔诚的人呢？
Actually, they have no chance at all.
其实他们连机会都没有。
So that's why for us, when we think about what does the Bible mean, they people who do not know God.
所以圣经里面讲不认识神的人是谁呢？
No, if the people who do not know God can be saved, somehow they can be saved, then you and I do not need to go and preach the gospel. If they don't know God, they have better chance, right, to be saved. They don't know God, right?
如果不认识神的人也可以得救，那其实我们不应该传福音，因为不认识人的。不认识神的人有更多机会，比我们有更大的机会可以得救。
But then the minute we bring the gospel to them, then a lot of them cannot be saved. Why? Because when they hear the word of God, they don't believe, they cannot be saved. So why don't we just leave them alone?
因为如果是这样子的话，就是代表说，如果我们不应该传福音给他们，因为我们一旦传福音给他们，如果他们不相信的话，他们就不能得救。
Let's go to Romans chapter 1.
但是我们翻到罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
See, this is what it means, what the Bible means when the word say they do not know God.
所以圣经讲说不认识神的人是这样子来解释。
Chapter 1 verse 18.
第一章第十八节。
1 verse 18.
第一章第十八节，罗马书。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切。不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义，阻挡真理的人。
So why do people do not know God?
所以为什么有人会不认识神
？Because they want to repress the truth. They don't want to know God because they want to repress.
因为他们想要阻挡或是压制这个真理。
Look at verse 19.
那我们看十九节。
Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
十九节，神的事情，人所能知道的。人显明在人心里。
So in other words, right, I tell you, actually, this stand, right, this stand.
所以其实，像我们看前面这个台子。
The reason it exists.
这在这里会存在的原因。
One day I came to church and there was a big bang, and all of a sudden this thing exists.
是因为我有一天走到教会里面，刚好有一个很大的爆炸，然后这个台子就自然。出现了吗？
Do you believe that?
你会相信吗？
No one would ever believe that. But meanwhile, that is Big Bang theory, that the whole world, right, one day the Big Bang and everything came to existence. How can we believe in that stuff?
没有人会相信这些东西都是这些人造的物品是偶然出现的。那现在的这个理论 说有一个很大的爆炸，然后宇宙万物都是偶然形成的，那没有人可以真的可以去相信这个。
If this small sin cannot exist without somebody's making it, how can this whole universe can be exist if someone didn't make it? There's no way.
如果这么小的一个这个物品都要有人来创造才可以出现，那宇宙万物这么大的东西，岂能没有人？没有人创造，然后就偶然出现呢。
Some people say we come from monkeys.
那也有人说人是从这个猴子进化的。
Okay, even we come from monkeys. Who created monkeys?
就算我们是从猴子进化，那是谁创造猴子呢
？There's a god of monkeys.
是有一个猴子神吗
？I think right. Who created monkeys?
我们就想看谁创造猴子呢
？If we come from monkeys.
如果我们是猴子进化来的
，find a person, right?
我们去找一个人
，and find this evolution that from monkeys all the way to human, there's no such thing ever.
你只要可以找到说有猴子从进化成人类的这个根据就好，但是没有人可以证明。
Of course, it's science, right?
当然，科学。
It's theory, not anything that's proof, right?
很多都是理论，没有证明。
But here, look.
但是这里我们看到。
So actually, here, man, you know, because what was known, of God, it manifests in them, for God has shown it to them. How did God show them?
那这里讲说神已经显明给人，那人神是怎么显明呢
？Look at verse 20.
我们看二十节。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
二十节说，自从造天地以来，神永能和神性是明明可知的，本是眼不能见。但借着所有造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
So what is this saying?
所以这是说什么呢
？Sophia, what is this saying?
Sophia, 这是说什么呢
？Yes, on verse 21, what is it saying?
第二十一
，I'm sorry, verse 20, what is it saying?
是他这是在说什么呢
？They are without excuse. Why are they without excuse?
人没有办法推诿，为什么没有办法推诿呢？
Okay, yes, because they do not know God.
他们不认识神。
Is it because they do not know that God show himself to them?
是因为这里讲说是神把他自己显现给他们看吗
？Does God show himself to them?
神有把自己显现给他们看吗
？No.
没有。
Yes, invisible attribute. This means actually, when you look at the heaven, you must know God created this heaven, right?
神显明给他们他这个眼不能见的一些神性，所以神创造宇宙，我们是可以从这个来认识神。
It's interesting, right?
这很有趣。我们看
His invisible attributes are clearly seen. If it's invisible, how can it be clearly seen?
这里讲说神的永能和神性是明明可知，谁是眼不能见？但是眼不能见怎么可以明明可知
？It's the creation.
所以这讲的是这个创造物。
Yes, he is invisible.
因为神是眼不能见的。
But his creation, right, is there to know that he is the one who created it.
但是他的创造物在那里，可以让我们知道说他是创造者。
So, but look at verse 21.
那我们看二十七。
Let it give us a reason why they don't believe, why they do not know God.
这里就解释说人为什么不肯相信。
Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, right?
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
Nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish heart were darkened.
也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚伪，无知的心就昏暗了。
No, one time a great philosopher.
有一次有一个很伟大的哲学家。
I think he tried to find, you know, to understand the existence of human, existence of God.
他想要找出人的这个起源，还有神的这个。
And right before he died,
那他在死之前
he realized God exists.
他就发现说神存在。
And how did he realize?
那他怎么发现的呢
？He said, "I am, therefore God exists."
他说，因为我是，所以神一定存在。
So what's that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？You exist, so there must be a God that created you, right? So that's how he came to a conclusion his whole life, right?
所以他人生的结论就是说，因为我存在，所以一定是有神来创造我。
Actually, when people do not know God,
所以当一个人不认识神
，not because they don't know God,
不是因为他们不认识神
，they repress. The reason they repress why? Because they don't want to, you know, to live in the light. They want to live in the dark.
所以他们压制这个知识，因为他们选择要过 过在黑暗里，不要在光明里。
That's why verse 24.
所以二十四节才会说。
Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart, to dishonor their body among themselves. Like all these things.
二十四节才会这样子讲。
So in other words, actually, there's no one, right, can look at this whole universe and say God does not exist.
所以其实我们看到没有任何人可以看到这个宇宙万物来说神不存在。
Usually, people do not know God exists. What do you call it? People don't believe in God.
如果一个人不信神，他们通常被称为什么呢？
What do you call them?
我们都会把它称为什么？
Atheists, right?
无神论者。
You guys ever talked to atheists before?
你们有没有跟无神论者谈话过？
Actually, atheists, even though they say they don't believe in God, you talk to them, they believe in God.
虽然无神论者自称不相信神，但是你跟他们谈话的话，
they can never deny this whole universe exists by itself. They can never deny that. But say, oh, there's someone, but I don't believe in God, the one that did it. Like, okay, then what?
他们还是相信有神，因为不可能说这个宇宙万物是偶然出现。所以你跟谈话的话，他们会说他们觉得一定有一个神，但是他们不晓得是哪一个神。
So that's why I encourage for all of you.
所以我要鼓励大家。
We'll read the Bible more.
我们真的要更努力的来读圣经。
And during our free time, meditate on the Word of God.
那我们有这个有时间的时候要来思考神的
道理。And when we look at the Bible,
我们来看圣经的时候
，It's just like a hardware that can bring anything out, right?
圣经好像这个硬体是可以给我们任何东西的硬体。
But if we're not familiar with the Bible,
但是如果我们对圣经不熟
，then every time people ask this question, they have no idea is it in the Bible or is it not in the Bible, right?
任何人问我们问题，我们都不晓得这个到底在不在圣经里面。
If that is the case, we need to study more. We must read the Bible more.
那如果我们的现况是这样子，我们必须更努力的来查考圣经。
Because actually, the Bible takes us a whole life to read the Bible.
因为其实我们要花一生来这个追求圣经的道理。
When a student asked me, did I finish reading the Bible yet?
所以当学生问我，我有没有读完圣经？
I said no.
我说没有。
The Bible, you can never finish reading it.
因为你不可能把圣经读完。
Because every book you read is a new book, is a new verse, and it's a new way that God moves us. It's living. How can you finish reading things that continue to live, right?
因为圣经是活的，所以你每次读的时候都是新的。你怎么可以读完一本活的圣经呢？
And even then, quite often, I need to repent. I don't read the Bible enough.
那虽然这么说，我还是要来向神悔改，因为我
And I don't know the Bible the way I ought. I should know the Bible.
我没有好好的读圣经，那我其实应该对圣经更懂。
So praise and thank God, it's 5:30 now.
感谢赞美主，现在已经五点半。
And thank you for all of you that come to up here to do role play earlier.
那我们真的感谢所有帮忙上来做这个角色扮演的人。
And hopefully we continue to do this to do apologetics.
那希望我们可以继续来做这个卫道学的练习。
I have 5 more years here.
我在这里还有五年。
If God's willing, I'd be here for the next 5 years, right?
那如果神任意的话，我接下来五年还会在
这里。Then we continue to do apologetics, right?
我们就继续这个卫道学的
练习。To defend our faith, you know, against Buddhism, Confucianism, right? Against Baptist Church, Catholic Church, the Mormon, whoever, right? We should be able to do it.
我们才会知道怎么护卫自己的信仰，对这个佛教或是其他不同的宗教。
Okay, even against evolution, Big Bang Theory, whatever it is, right? We should be able to come back to the Bible. In the Bible, there's answer for everything.
就连对这个进化论或是不同科学的理论，因为圣经有一切的答案。
So praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美主。
And thank God for all of you who stayed, you know, today and you know, have fellowship with one another.
那我们也感谢主，今天有办法留在这里，跟大家彼此有团契。
Because when there's more people, I have a little bit more energy to preach, right? If there's only a few people, sometimes I have less energy, right?
因为有很多人的时候，我才有真的有这个体力可以继续来讲道。有时候很少人的时候，就比较难有这个动力。
So God bless all of you.
所以愿神祝福大家。我们一起跪下祷告。